I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, whence comes my help. Psalm 120. So here we are in this church, which contains the tomb of the blessed Emperor Karl, the last emperor of Austria-Hungary. So this is a magnificent 17th century church. Look, Jesus teaching before the priests in the temple when he's only about 12, recorded in the Holy Bible. And about here, Karl, the Emperor of Austria, King of Bohemia, etc., etc., Apostolic King of Hungary, of that name, the fourth, and so forth. Okay. Anyway, he came here. So that's into the tomb. And here, where you can preach from the pulpit, look above the dove, you know, a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And then that plate means this, you can, the sound would be reverberated around. And look at this saint with his halo, with the infant Jesus, the Blessed Virgin Mary, and so forth. And look here, the Queen of Heaven, complete with her crown. Jesus with his Sacred Heart burning, and so forth. Image of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin. And the tabernacle with three candles on either side. And look here, another lectern, the Alpha and the Omega, and the Cairo, as in for Christ, in the middle, because in Revelation, the book of Revelation, I am the Alpha and the Omega. And look at this grisly image of Jesus, gruesome with all his wounds and suffering. I-N-R-I, Jesus Nazarenus Rex Judaeorum, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, and so forth. Okay, look at the Holy Mission. 1966. I mistakenly said in the previous video that Karl died in 2022. Of course, he died in 1922, I meant to say. Lapsus linguae. And look at this little anti-chapel with another tabernacle and showing the, like a halo coming off the chalice, you know, the golden cup for the blessed wine. And who's this saint with a little pig at his feet? I don't know. Stations of the cross telling the day of Jesus' crucifixion. On Via Dolorosa, the Way of Sorrows. And look what's painted, this heavenly scene, resurrection and so forth. So a lot of Austrian tourists come here. And choir stalls up there, and more up there. So a gorgeous little, very historical church. Wooden floors, which are very unusual for a church. A baptismal font. Some towers you can go into, but I've had enough views from heights up here. We're on the mountain in Funchal, one of the many mountains, but there's one that's known as Monte in Funchal, Madeira, Portugal. Light a penny candle, as Mae Binchy might have said, in memory of the dear departed. I wonder what they're here. Oh, baptism.